Here's another example of an ICC service taking place in a CFT meeting where the group is planning and evaluating strengths and needs. ICC coordinator Johnny's parents, teacher and mental health worker, discuss strengths and coping strategies that Johnny may utilize when he becomes frustrated and engages in outbursts. Discuss specific intervention strategies that would be incorporated into treatment. All present agreed that the mental health worker will collaborate with the teacher to develop a list of coping strategies that Johnny can use in the school setting when his level of frustration increases. Teacher will track Johnny's ability to utilize these skills in the school setting and evaluate progress during the next meeting. Again, like the previous example, you will notice that the discussion includes addressing client's strengths and coping strategies he can utilize and the discussion of a specific intervention strategy they can incorporate in treatment. There is no practicing of a skill, modeling of skills, or addressing the benefits of utilizing the skills. These examples reflect a discussion amongst the group of what the needs are of the client, what works or what doesn't work, and when he becomes frustrated, and what they plan on incorporating into treatment based on this information gathered. In addition, you see how the collaboration with the teacher and the plan to develop skills the client can use and the tracking of his ability to utilize these skills is also addressed. So again, you may notice there is no targeted case management or direct rehab skills building being provided, but more of a discussion of what the client needs to ensure they address the client's intensive mental health needs.